Hey everybody, welcome back to the Renaissance Woodworker audio boo stream. I am heading home from the Acanthus workshop after a two-day class with Mac Beckford on using molding planes and laying out moldings, and I'm exhausted. I think that's pretty typical of any woodworking class, whether it's just a couple days or a full week. It is, you know, it's something rare that any of us is able to get into our shops for a full 8 or 9 hours, you know, in one day. Not only that, even if you were to spend that much time in your shop, a lot of times you're not working at the same pace that you're working at in a classroom environment. So it's exhausting, but I got to tell you, there is so much that I got out of this class. I don't know how many moldings, molding profiles I exactly cut. Probably around the order of 10, probably something like 10 different profiles, but they're all drastically different from one another and incorporate various elements. Certainly, we cut a series of coves, we cut a series of roundovers, and then we combine them together to cut a series of OGs, and now we kind of get the idea on how to cut any form of OG or any form of cove or round. We began today working with snipespill planes and integrating beads, side rabbet planes, anything that interrupts the slope of the molding, and we begin to kind of add that all together, and we started to integrate wider hollows and rounds to make larger moldings. And we finished up the day by making a picture frame molding that actually has a molded edge on both sides of the board. So you've got switchbacking grain and things like that to deal with. But I think what was most valuable to me, probably the most valuable thing, was actually going through the process of figuring out what rabbets you need in the molding, how to get those dimensions, then transferring that to the board, and then translating from the rabbets into the positioning of the hollows and rounds, depending on whether you were cutting 60 degrees of a circle, 90 degrees of a circle, 180 degrees of a circle, how you would manipulate that hollow and or round to get the finished profile. And by the end of the day, Matt actually handed us a worksheet that had, I don't know, maybe 15 or 20 different profiles on it, and he wanted us to break them down and figure out what size rabbets we would need in order to guide our planes to get the exact same profile. And it was incredibly powerful, because by going through that exercise and then taking a few of them and translating them into the board, I feel very confident that I can take just about any molding I see on any piece of furniture and know how to recreate it using hollows and rounds. The only other thing you might need would be a snipespill plane to deal with quirk beads, and possibly a side rabbet plane where you've got a concave section that butts right up against a bead. If you don't have those, there are ways to do it with things like chisels and such, but very few tools really needed to do this. But then, after I'd kind of figured out how that all translates together, being able to create my own molding profile. And I created a molding profile for the hand tool school a while back that I'd like to try to integrate into future projects. So I drew it out, and I was able to break it down into a series of rabbets that I would need to create it. And I was able to lay it onto a board and cut it. And to me, that was truly powerful. Because now I've stepped away from being able to copy moldings to being able to design my own and figuring out ways to produce it. So this is really what a woodworking class should be about. Being able to walk away from the class knowing that you can reproduce what you learned while the instructor was there. So Matt is a phenomenal guy, really knows his stuff. Of course, Chuck really knows his stuff. And, I couldn't be happier with how the whole class went. I'll be certainly posting more on it. I've got some video and some photos, and I'll try to put together a more formalized episode coming soon. For now, everybody have a great weekend. And if you have any other questions you can think of, let me know.